and let's all die.
This is Jean Kratzer from KSQD, K-Squid, Santa Cruz, and I'm downtown in front of the O'Neill Surf Shop. What's happening here on this corner today is a die-in. It's a part of something called Extinction Rebellion, and it's to bring attention to the fact that we are killing our world, that many, many species are going extinct as we watch, and that humans themselves may be in danger of extinction.
Before my very eyes here, what planet am I on? I just arrived. Do you happen to know what planet this is? Oh, somebody said it's planet Earth. That's a Mother Earth. Are you the mother?
Not me.
Not you. She's denying being the mother. Hey, we're all part of the mother, aren't we? I'm traveling through the universe. I come up on this distressed planet. There's bodies lying down here. There's bodies of many different species. The insects are telling me they're having a hell of a time. The whales are, ooh, unhappy. Even the bees aren't buzzing as much as they used to. What's happening to the apple blossoms? I think I better leave this planet. It seems to be perishing. See you later.
All right, I'm Nancy Glock-Gruneick. On Saturday, I was at a fair for Earth Day with Citizens Climate Lobby, which is opting for setting a fee on the use of carbon and then getting what we get from that back to people who would otherwise have a hardship from increased cost to fossil fuel. And then that evening, I went to hear a talk by Guy McPherson, and boy, did he get to me. We are so close to the extinction of the human race. There are many saying it's already too late. I don't believe it's already too late, but we are really, really close. Later that night, I met with the organizing group. We're just starting a brand new chapter for Extinction Rebellion. Started in London, rapidly going worldwide. Just stand up and get in the way of business as usual. Do whatever you do best to help turn it around. It takes everyone, even if it's just talking it out with other people, and take a few minutes to feel the grief for what is already lost. I have a picture of insects on me because 80% of the biomass of insects has already disappeared. Not the species yet. They can still come back if we give them a chance. One planet, one chance, one people. One chance.
Could you tell me a bit about why you're here and what the sign that you have says and why you care about it?
Okay, well, I left work today to come down here and do this because I care about where we are going. I hate to say this, but I don't have much faith in humanity to make these changes, but I'm here hoping that it will happen because we have to take it in our own hands. The trees are the lungs of the earth. The forests are going, and when the forests go, so do the insects that we need. We have an entire ecosystem that works.
Well, I'm here today to celebrate Earth Day by dying. Climate change is very real and accelerating, and we need to do something, everything we can, to stop it. If it means lying down the street, protesting, making signs, writing to our government representatives, everything we can do, we need to do, because it's urgent. And my sign says time to panic, because it's not a time to relax and take it easy and say somebody else will fix it. We all have to pitch in and run and make this happen, make climate change a top priority. Personally, I'm focusing my attention on the state government, and California's been a leader in working in some aspects of climate change, and I'm hoping to we can pressure them to do more and set an example for the rest of the country.
And what about taking it down to the local level? Is there anything that Santa Cruz and Monterey can do that would really have an impact?
There's all sorts of things. There's, for instance, there's going to be a group at the Watsonville City Council meeting tomorrow saying, you know, stop using Roundup and just to control the weeds in town. I mean, little things, they all add up. Bans on fracking, bans on trains coming through, bans on offshore oil development, doing more mass transit so we don't drive. I mean, just everything adds up. And
what about plastic?
Well, that's another thing. We need to quit our dependence on it and find alternatives. Just, you know, we used to wrap garbage in paper bags. We can go back to it.
I'm here to put my body on the line to express a truth. And that truth, as I see it, is if there isn't massive citizen revolt, we're not going to have a chance to make the changes that we need to make. And so a turning point has come for me personally where I have to be present and be literally have my body on the line. And it feels pretty wonderful to be here and to just lie down and see fellow citizens walk by and to communicate that I'm willing to die to make things different.
Do you think it'll have an impact?
You know, I follow the news internationally somewhat, and from what I understand, London is basically shut down. The mayor of London is asking for business as usual to go back to for business as usual. There's an intergenerational movement in the UK and Europe, which is having a profound effect. And this is a global movement, and it's very exciting.
I've spent most of my life really outside of most inner circles, which means that I've spent really a lot of my life in nature and very closely observing the woods, the wind, the clouds, the ocean, the tiny changes on any certain beach, and hours and hours upon hours observing animals and birds. And this winter, in January, during the quiet time, the small of the year, I started getting a feeling that very imminent doom was upon life. It's hard to explain. The sound of the ocean, which has always been, right, a soothing and beautiful sound, started to sound violent and like screaming to me. The sound of the birds made me afraid that they would not be okay. I started seeing in kind of visions the streets filled with people sleeping outside, not just a handful of people here or there, but really filled. I started seeing grocery stores empty and people starving. And I became immediately aware that there was very little organization going on around me, that students were not organizing, that workers were not striking, that there was an ecological emergency going on and that it wasn't being seriously addressed, and people were not coming together in protest of that. And I started asking everybody I knew, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing anything, basically? Why are we all just complicit in the destruction that's going on, that's going to get really bad? And somebody eventually said to me, well, you know, there is Extinction Rebellion going on. And I said, what's that? And I found out, and I said, okay, this is good. This is simple. This is to the point. And I think any kind of organization that gets people working together in communities is good, because no matter what happens, no matter what the outcome of anything is, it's undeniable that people cooperating in a peaceful manner is only going to help them in the end, whether that be to instigate changes or to just feel better while we're all going down. So that's why I got involved.